Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Has this ever happened to you that you had four functions on the same day in four different areas or locations? How do you or did you choose where to attend? Well, this is what happened to me. And then it made me think and I go, what? I better share this. Because you know everything has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And making choices has to do with all three. Because if we don't plan properly, we might waste money where there is no need to waste any. We might stress ourselves about something that does not need to be stressed. So I just thought I'm going to talk about it. So for me, it lined up like this. And that's the sequence in which I got the invitations. May 4th, a friend's wedding up in the mountains. May 4th, a friend's graduation for his master's degree in Northern California. May 4th, Elevate Now, that's in Southern California, where we invite people and show them the four components that we use in our healthy habits that we're teaching to help people actually get strong in a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And the other one was an invitation to a seminar May 2nd through 4th in San Diego. It's for a signature talk. And I had taken it before, but it's a new one. So I just go, wow, pretty awesome. Four things. What in the world am I going to do? I cannot be in Big Bear, in Stockton, in San Diego, and in Long Beach all at the same time. So I decided I'm going to use the system that I've talked about it once before, which is stop, challenge, and choose. So what I decided was I'm going to see what's going to happen. So the first thing that happened was the wedding got moved from May 4th to April 27th. Wow, one thing less to consider. Only three more things. And then I decided not to go to Northern California because we have another graduation in Northern California beginning of June. And we're going to be driving up that day, leaving at 4 in the morning, going to the first graduation, going to the second graduation, and driving right back to Long Beach again. So we'll be gone from 4 a.m. Saturday, June 4th, to about 4 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then I bet you my hubby wants to go to work around 6 or 7, whereas I am going to be sleeping in. So that's another one. Then I said, okay. I said no to, I didn't have to worry about the wedding because it's this weekend. It's in 2 days, so I'm going to go. Then I decided no for the Northern California one because I'm going to go up Northern California again in June to those two graduations. I decided not to go sit in a room for 3 days with quite a few amazing people. But I said, I need to be able to move around. I don't want to be exposed to the air conditioner for 3 days again and lose my voice totally again. As you can hear, it is still not 100% perfect. And that started end of December. Otherwise, I am so healthy. I am feeling so great and so energized. But my voice is just being a little bit stubborn right now. So I'm not going to expose myself to something I don't need to. Which actually leaves me with the decision that I want to attend and Elevate Now and maybe bring some guests if that opportunity opens up and someone still has space for a few more people. And I know that where there is a will, there is a way. So I put it out there to the universe. And now I'm just waiting for people to tell me they still have some openings. I could come there. And then I'm going to get seriously into inviting and make sure that people actually go with me and have fun and learn a lot. And maybe, just maybe, decide they want to journey with me towards their optimal health. So what I did is actually, instead of getting all frustrated, I decided to stop my thoughts, take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring my emotions under control. And actually, that was supposed to be bring my emotions under control. Then I challenged myself by thinking about why I am feeling or acting the way I am, and asked myself, is this even true? Because we always have perceptions about stuff. And yeah, I felt guilty saying yes to my friend in the mountains for her wedding and having to say no to the person getting his master's in Northern California. But it was the way it came in. And I can't say yes to everybody and then say no to everybody. So I did the stop and I thought about it. I did the challenge, took a couple of deep breaths and asked myself, is this really true what I'm feeling? Why do I feel guilty? Do I have a reason for feeling guilty? Or is that just because I want to do everything all the time? No, that's not it. So then I chose the behavior that supports what I really want, which is attending the Elevate Now. That's only a few hours. And I can reach out to people, invite them to learn more about their health and make a difference in someone's life. So I love to inspire people and make them feel good about themselves, help them journey towards their optimal health, be it with the body, healthy mind, or healthy finances. I love all three. They need to be balanced anyway in order to make perfect sense. So I'll go with all of that. So what I want to say now is, so May 4th, if you're in the Long Beach area and you want to attend, let me know in advance. Text me at 562-335-4956 or voicemail me. I won't answer the phone unless I have a scheduled call. But if you leave a precise message and your name and phone number and why you're calling, I will get back to you. That's for sure. You can also email me at dythomson@gmail.com. Put in the subject line Elevate Now or May 4th seminar or something. And if you're not in the Long Beach area and you still want to go, we're nationwide. We're going all over the places. So you can tell me where you would like to go, and I will see if there is a place for you to go there. So if you know you would love to attend an event, great. Let me know, and I'll help sign you up for either Long Beach or where I'm going or wherever you want to go, if it's in Denver or if it's in Arizona or if it's in New York or in New Jersey. We have people hosting this event everywhere. If you also know of somebody who wants to get healthy, get them in touch with me, or better yet, send me their contact information. Because they don't know me, so it's easier for me to get a hold of them and tell them that such and such was thinking about them and asked me to get a hold of them so we could explore whether or not my program is for them or not. And because I have no reservation, I have no preconceived notions about the people, so I can actually easily talk to them, whereas if you give them my information, they might not want to talk to me because they don't know me. They know you. So by you giving me their information, the likelihood of me contacting them is 100%. If you give them my information, the likelihood of them contacting me is maybe 10%, if that much. So you can see it definitely helps to give me the information and your name so I can say who referred them to me. And when they love you as much as I think they will, just by thinking about them and wanting them to be healthy and happy. And I mean, as I told you before, 2.5 years ago, I was 180 pounds at a 5'1" frame. I was morbidly obese. I was feeling horrible. I was in pain. I was depressed. And now I'm in my 120s, feeling great, healthy BMI, have energy, no depression, feeling so super fabulous. And I am just so passionate about sharing what I've learned, how to change my habits from bad ones to healthy ones. And I can't sit still. I need to move around and I need to go and share with them and tell them, listen, there is hope for you. Don't listen to what some people tell you. Don't go to the past and hang on to it. I've done it long time enough. It's not helping. It's not good for us. It's better to act in the now. Look into the future and act in the now. Because the past has gone. You can't change anything. So why worry about it? Let's be in the present and look into a healthy future. And that's where I can help you with. I'm also going to offer everybody who contacts me and would like to take me up on it, I'll offer a free 30-minute health assessment so we can explore whether or not this is actually for you. Now, we have a lot of people in our program, and we have not only one program fits all. That's why I can't talk about it till I talk to you individually, because we need to make sure it fits your needs and not what I want. This is not about me. This is about you. And as some wise woman once said, there are two radio stations. One is called WIFM, W-I-F-M, what's in it for me. And the other one is called Wi-Fi, W-I-F-Y, what's in it for you. And that's the one I'm working with, what's in it for you. Because the more I make you happy, the happier I get. So I already know what's in it for me. I love sharing. I love helping people feeling good. You can hear that from my introduction. I was a nurse, a fitness trainer. I'm a certified health coach. I'm an educator. All my radio shows are about health, healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. And my best-selling author book is a stress reduction book on Amazon. It's a small one, but it has a lot of incredible information in it. So I've been told by the people who bought it and read it. And it's very inexpensive. So just plug in my name in the search engine on Amazon.com. And it pops right up. And again, it's a little stress reduction book. So I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that we are in control of what we do. We can stop our thoughts and breathe and evaluate and get the emotions under control. We can challenge ourselves by thinking why we're thinking the way we do, or acting the way we do, and ask ourselves the question, is this even true? And then we come up sometimes like, that's something I just perceived. I don't even know if it's true. And then we choose the behavior that supports us the best, and it's what we really want. And it benefits not only us, but it benefits you, the listener, and that's what's important. So having said that, I'm going to wish all of you a fabulous week. I wish you all the best. And I say best of health. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And we'll talk again next week. And again, get in touch with me. Let me know what's happening, either on my phone number or my email. Take care until next week.